Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lovely listeners, how would you like to be in a room with me, Lucy Porter?
And me, Jenny Ryan, and each other, basically. I'd
a whole
like that.
Bunch of people. I'd love it. I'm so excited about seeing people again. And we are doing a live event as Woo! Part of the London Podcast Festival on Saturday, the 11th of September, 2021 at 9:30 p.m.
And it's at King's Place, which is a wonderful venue. And it's very close to King's Cross and St. Pancras stations in London town.
London's glamorous, not the West End. London's north glamorous bit. North-ish bit. Yay. And if you would like tickets, you can go to kingsplace.co.uk and we'll see you all there.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct.
So hello one and all and welcome to another episode of
Fingers on Buzzers.
Ah, it was like you were fading into the distance there. It is another episode and we've got a brilliant guest today. Who is our guest, Jenny?
Our guest is, I've been listening to her voice an awful lot. She's got a terrific podcast which is all about chat rooms. It's called Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat and she is Poppy Hillstead.
And she is the one and only.
Oh my goodness. It takes me back as a chat room. Were you into chat rooms and forums back in the day, Lucy?
I would love to say I was a little too young, but I think actually I was a little too old. I was already out earning a living while teenage Jenny Ryan was sitting discussing things with strangers on the internet. I was never really into chat rooms. What chat rooms did you find yourself in back in the day?
Oh, I can't really remember specifics because occasionally you would just wander through into, oh, that looks vaguely interesting. I'm vaguely into, I don't know, the super furry animals. Let's see what people are chatting about in here. And yeah, it would probably not go the way you expect it to.
No.
Well, the only but at least it was all under an assumed name.
Well, that's it. It was completely anonymous. And because of that, like, I remember there were just comedy chat rooms were the only ones that I ever really had any dealings with. But it was incredible that a very innocuous subject, like, say, you know, Heidi High or something, could very quickly degenerate into pure filth or absolute fury.
That sounds like one of our conversations about Heidi High.
It does, doesn't it?
Both at the same time.
Pure filth about Spike and absolute fury at Ted Bovis. Yeah, yeah. But I suppose it was a sort of, chat rooms were like a little warning about what social media would be, aren't they? Because, you know, it was like, oh dear, this is, because people are anonymous, they are expressing some quite unpleasant thoughts. Little did we know that only a few years later.
Everyone would have a profile picture of an egg and just be shouting at each other in public on the record for all to see. At least the chat rooms, they're mostly lost to the mists of time. Thank the Lord. I was quite big, forums were probably more my thing than chat rooms though. And there were some very good quizzing forums. And a lot of us from the forum era, we still know each other by our handles.
Yes,
that would be a very niche quiz, and it would really sort the wheat from the chaff of the old school of quizzes. I might do that. I might set up a what were you on quizzing.co.uk in 2004
on the message board. Yes. Well, talking of niche quizzes, just before we introduce Poppy, I thought I would do you a little quiz. These are some chat room names that I have found. And I'm going to give you either the subject of the chat room and you have to tell me the name.
Okay.
Or I'm going to give you the name of the chat room and you have to tell me what the subject was.
Oh, right.
They are largely puns, Jenny. Oh. I'm quite happy to indulge in puns at any point. So this one is for people who enjoy talking about aquatic creatures, mythical aquatic creatures who are half fish, half woman. Mm-hmm. And it's about how the people on this chat room feel they are destined to be close because they enjoy these mythical creatures.
Oh, right.
And it's a pun.
Mermaid for each other.
Oh, yours is better. The correct answer was mermaid to be friends. But yes, mermaid for each other is better. I'm going to give you the point.
Or maybe that was like the sister group where it was romance. That sounds just friend-based. That sounds very, very wholesome, doesn't it? But probably secretly filthy.
Okay, this is a very niche one. This is for women who are looking for men who want to pretend to be dogs. I mean, it's not a niche that I've ever occupied myself, but some people are into this apparently.
Yeah,
what would you
are.
Call your chat room if that was your bag?
I'll be your dog.
That is a very good name. I mean, if they're listening, it's better than their actual name, which is very sweet, which is Ladies and the Tramps.
Oh, that is really cute.
Yeah.
That is
which
very
is probably
cute.
We'd be better for a sort of, a Disney fan chat room. But anyway, that's the, that's that
I'm
one.
Sure there is a subculture within that subculture of Disney fans and Lady and the Tramp cosplayers. Absolutely.
Where you have to
suck
spaghetti at each other. That's the dirtiest it gets.
I'm going to write down the name of that chat room right now.
She'll be on there. If you're on there in about half an hour, you'll find Jenny. That's absolutely fine. This is just a message board, but it is for, it's just for people who like real ales. So, I mean, just think.
My camera never lies.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is much better than the real name, which is beer pressure.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's meant to be like peer pressure. It doesn't really work.
I think mine was most likely another subculture, which is Bucks Fizz real ale fans.
Yes. Again, though, there's nothing too niche for the internet, and there will be people. Do get in touch if you like both real ale and the work of Bucks Fizz.
I mean, who doesn't, actually? That's not even a niche.
I'm trying to find one that you can do the other way round, where I give you the name. Okay, Spice Girls.
Female curry fans.
It is.
Hey! Oh, I should be in charge of message board, shouldn't I?
You really just should. Oh, message board.
I can't even say it. Message board.
Okay, I'll give you one more. This is your final one. If you would start a message board for the fans of Mark Wahlberg, what would you call that message board?
Oh, another brick in the Wahlberg.
Oh, very good. It was simply the Funky Bunch.
Oh, well, that's quite nice, yeah.
Marky Mark and
we're all members of the Funky Bunch, really. He's the outsider. He's not in the Funky Bunch. He's just with the Funky Bunch.
Well, that's it. He'd rather be in the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And now you can be because you know where it is. Well, so after that pun-driven introduction to the world of chat rooms, message boards, and people interacting on the internet, let's us interact with the one and only Poppy Hillstead. We're very lucky to have with us as our guest today a brilliant writer, actor, comedian, animator, and podcaster whose actual podcast title has given me the introduction I need for her. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Hey, hiya. You all right?
Hello. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. I'm nervous. I'm not a good quiz person beyond shit at all quizzes.
No. but you get involved, that's the thing.
I get really involved and get like, I don't get competitive, but I get like, you know, inside I'm like, I have to win this, or do you know what I mean? Everyone's going to think I'm thick. There's my own like very low self-esteem powers my quiz, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to do it.
It's for a lot of us. It's that I'm proving something to really myself because I'm the person who's hardest on me.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've not got many GCSEs, so I need to like get over. You know, if I apply for a job or something, I could just send this in and go, see, I did all right in this podcast. So,
and we can tailor it. What are your specialist subjects so we can make you look good?
What are they? I don't really know. I know a lot about like X-rated animated films.
Ooh,
okay.
You know about them?
I'm sure that they'd let you do that on Celebrity Mastermind.
I think they would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They just have to bleep loads out and like, yeah.
Well, they just put it on later.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd like to see that.
Filthy Mastermind. That's a brilliant idea.
Filthy Mastermind.
Oh, come on
That's
great. That's Naked Mastermind.
Naked. Let's pitch that.
Oh, yeah, Naked Attraction meets Mastermind. I mean, John Humphreys would have been bang up for it. I don't know. Clive Myrie, I'm not sure whether he'll...
I think Myrie's so cool that he probably is... He's already picturing everyone naked. He may as well just get them... You talk him into taking the clothes off, no problem.
You sit in that chair on Mastermind, don't you?
Mm.
That's what would worry me. I don't want to be naked and sitting, because then...
It's leather as well.
Yeah.
Under those lights, standing up, you'd lose a layer of skin standing up for certain.
It would be a noise, wouldn't it? That kind of...
Yeah.
And the posture as well. I'm not very good at sitting upright. Like, I feel like I'd look like a sumo wrestler or something, just in that position.
I'm always really fascinated watching Mastermind with how different people sit. Because some people come in and they're very formal, like you would like a job interview, and I really respect that. Some people just fling themselves in the chair and they're like,
disrespecting the chair is not on. You need to have a certain what I found is the, because you've got to walk from your chair at the back to the big chair, and it is one of those situations where you forget how to walk, and I walked like, you know, Julie Walters in the Victoria Wood 2 soup sketch. Very slow, agonising walk to do. So, I mean, you'd be all right, Poppy, probably. The your biggest worry is not the questions. It is more the walk.
Yeah. Ability to sit and stand.
A main walk, and then I'll sit like... I mean, is this the naked one still? Because that would worry... The walk would worry me as well. There's a lot of stumbling blocks in this filthy mastermind.
I think we've probably
yeah, it's too far. It's gone too far already.
Talked herself out of it. Yeah,
yeah.
You want a format where you're sat already or standing behind a podium. So you
preferably can... behind a desk. Yeah. That's fine. a nice tall desk.
Yeah.
In fact, just. Would you only see my face?
Plants around it. I just wouldn't, yeah. Just eyes, nose and mouth just visible and that's it.
We're going the other way in this format. But I like the idea of that. Just you poke your face through a hole to answer the question.
Through
and
a
then
hedge,
stand back
maybe.
Again.
Ooh. Hedge mastermind.
I mean, so it'd be even... like a nudist camp, like a naturist kind of.
Yeah. I mean... I wish I'd come up with a better title than Hedge Mastermind. Because Filthy Mastermind's got a ring to it, but Hedge...
I like Hedge Master.
Hedge Master. Yes, like Taskmaster, but Hedge.
There we go. It's all garden-based and naked.
I think we've got a hit on our hands, ladies. Let's just leave Hedge...
Write all of these down, and commissioners, expect to hear from us. In the middle of the night because we found your phone number somewhere.
Or in a chat room, possibly.
Yeah, there you
segueing
go.
into the world of Poppy entering the chat.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant podcast.
It really is.
Oh, thanks, guys. Cheers.
I mean, quite filthy, actually.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, it's gross, isn't it? My mum listens to it and she's just like... Ugh. But she likes it because she's related to me. She's got the same horrible, grossness about her.
Well, I think the internet is a repository for all the darker aspects of our personality, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like even if I go into a fishing chat room, someone will tell me some kind of gross thing. You can't get away from it, basically. Wherever I go, I'm gonna be sent some gross picture or something. Someone's gonna chat to me about their knob.
Well, and I like the fact that we hear about the pictures, but of course we don't see the pictures.
Yeah, my laptop's riddled with filth. I'm even worried about it recording now because it's chugging along about 2 miles an hour because of all the horrible pictures and viruses that have riddled it. Is this what the listeners of this want to hear about my horrible...
You're sort of pox-ridden, like some kind of old 18th century prostitute. It's a sort of riddled kind of...
It's got so many... Yeah, my computer's very, very diseased.
It needs treating with some silver nitrate or something to try and stop its keys from falling off.
My search history is horrible and I never clear it.
Yeah.
I never go on incognito mode because I just think if someone looks at it, I just go, it's part of my job. I've got a podcast. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But you're definitely on a list somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000,000,000%.
Nothing you can do about that. Bill Gates has got you on a list.
He definitely has. Something wrong with this Lincolnshire woman has gone weird.
Evacuate Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
So, Poppy, what is your relationship with Quiz then? You're a participant. Do you enjoy watching them?
Yeah, I think I'm a voyeur, Quiz voyeur. I like Millionaire. That's good, isn't it? Used to play that on the PlayStation. There was a PlayStation version of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you the get tension. It's very tense, all that music, though.
It is.
It's haunting.
I
never played the PlayStation one. Was there little cutscenes of Tarrant and stuff, or was it...
I think so. I'm trying to think if there was a 3D Tarrant. That would be quite disturbing.
Yeah,
that's everyone's dream, really. That's what we're working on. 3D Tarrant hologram to be beamed directly into your living room whenever you wish. I mean, that's we were kind of setting that up for Amanda for her birthday. But
were you?
Yeah, we've ruined the surprise now. But well, I mean, it's an interesting question, isn't it? Is if you had to share a flat or living space with any quiz show host. I think Tarrant would be a laugh, but I think he would smoke cigars and not clean himself.
Yeah, I reckon so. I was just going to say cigars would be everywhere.
You think, fill up ashtrays and just leave the toilet not flushed. That's what I imagine him.
Yes, I think.
He definitely
has someone who flushes his toilet for him because he's made that much money. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would go as far as to say I'd rather share a flat with Clarkson than Tarrant.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. What's wrong with you?
I don't know if he'd be all right. Would.
No.
Clarkson, would he be clean? That's what I'm thinking.
No, I think it's going to be similar to the Tarrant situation. Plus, you risk getting lamped for not having food in the fridge.
Do you know, that is a point. That is a good point. I mean, I think Stephen Mulhern is at the other end of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would be clean.
Scrupulous, I reckon.
Pleasant. He might be too clean for me. I think I might let him down.
Yeah. You'd be the annoying flatmate.
What about that guy that did Bullseye? Is he Jim?
Jim Bowen.
That's it. What about him? I'd live with him.
Yeah, do you know what?
I reckon you'd get on. Yeah.
I reckon.
Could that be good, though?
Where can he come round now?
Sadly dead. But I mean,
Shay's dead.
In the afterlife, you can. Hologram. Dave Spikey revived.
Did
Bullseye, and he's lovely. Have you ever met Dave Spikey, Poppy?
I haven't. He'd be great as a hologram if he can, you know, render me up a Dave Spikey hologram. That would be.
You can have the real Dave Spikey and the hologram of Jim Bowen. There you go. That's your flat show.
I mean, that was the original setup for Red Dwarf, wasn't it?
What was your era then, Poppy? Like when you were a kid, was that the sort of the early days of Millionaire then?
Weakest Link was kicking about. Millionaire was kicking about. I think a bit later on, someone was like, what am I about? Noel Edmonds was like, someone was like opening boxes and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, do you like game shows? I mean,
there is one question. Deal or no deal? it's always the same, and there's only two possible answers, but it's still a question. So, I mean, it's definitely a game show, and we're a broad church here. We don't say no to a game show.
I was going to say Cilla Black's one.
Blind Date?
That's not quiz show.
Not a quiz show, it's a game show.
But the questions were brilliant.
There were questions, but there were no correct answers.
If you were a citrus fruit, which citrus fruit would you be? I'm putting that to number one.
See, I'd struggle with that. That'd take me, I'd be really worrying about it.
Yeah.
And I'd be really like, and then I'd have to move on because it'd just be me whinging and grunting and being like, well, God, I don't know.
Meanwhile, Amanda Holden has already said, I'd be an orange because I'm zesty and I love duck. And then she'd be off on a date.
I'd be like, I'm an ugly fruit because I'm a weird crossbreed with flappy skin. Nobody wants to buy me. I'm slightly bitter.
I'll just be erming and coughing. And then, like, about a week later, I'll email them and go, can we re-record? Can we do some pickups, please?
I mean, that's a dream for somebody. Imagine if the contestant on the other side picked the person who's like... that's my dream woman right there.
As another format idea, I think low self-esteem blind date would be a really nice...
Underselling yourself in every answer. Yeah.
Oh, I'm really not that attractive. Don't pick me, please. I'm average at best, please.
Well, I shouldn't even be doing the picking. I don't know why they've made me pick. I don't deserve to have any choices.
Choose me. At least all your mates won't be trying to shag me.
This is great.
Then we could all host it. And we could be like, I don't even know why we're hosting the show. I've never found real love. I mean, my husband says he loves me, but I just don't. There you go. Jenny's writing that one.
I'm writing all of these down.
Yeah.
Hello, ITV.
Let's get a meeting. Yeah. Over the weekend, let's give them a ring. So we're coming in now.
I mean, that. I think that's even better than Hedgemaster.
I think that is.
But Hedgemaster is a really good name. A bit like Headmaster.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not already been done, like a gardening. It'd be the Great British Garden Off, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the Great British Topiary Off.
Well, there's that one with it's actually quite good with Jim Moyer, Vic Reeves, and Natasha Demetriou. I think it's on Netflix or something, but it is like It's just massive flower sculptures. And,
wow.
It's very good.
I wondered what was going on because I went to B&Q and there's just loads of cardboard cutouts of Jim Moyer around. And my mum was like, I remember going to seeing him in 1991. Would never have imagined I'd see him in B&Q.
Well, they're aren't they, Poppy? They're one of your. I was reading an interview with you where you said Vic and Bob were, they're influential in your life.
I love them. Yeah, I love Vic and Bob. I think my mum said that she used to play on the beach with Vic. There you go. I don't know what that means, but what? There you go. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Just like running around. I presume. But I was like, cool. And then it just, yeah. I think my auntie as well, she was always at the Shooting Stars recordings and having a good time.
Amazing.
Apparently they'd go on for forever, just like a really long time and stuff. But yeah, I love them. I love Vic and Bob. Who else do I like? I think that's it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
what you need, isn't it?
That's
really
fair enough.
Do you know, well, in the same interview that I read, you also referenced something that I had forgotten about, and our listeners may remember, a brilliant series called Dr. Katz.
Yeah, Dr. Katz.
Do you remember that, Jem?
I've got a vague recollection, but I'm not super familiar.
It was like, Jonathan Katz is an American comic, but basically it's kind of improvised talks with comedians, and then I'd animate over it. And
right, yeah.
Yeah, I was late to it. Like, I didn't, see it at the time, but I've since become quite a fan. But it had loads of people on, didn't it?
Yeah, like, Maria Bamford, I think.
Yeah.
One of the first times I saw her, and, like, Bob Odenkirk and the sort of all the Mr. Show.
Yeah.
It's very worth checking out if people haven't seen it.
It is, yeah. But yeah.
Is there room for an animated quiz show? That's the question that I'm going to throw out there. How would we do that?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because Poppy can animate.
Yeah.
We can write quiz questions. It feels like them. I mean, I've done, obviously, you've got your computer, you don't know Jack and all of that sort of stuff. But it's not, what you want is a proper kind of.
Do you know what I tried to do once? This was horrific. I tried to do with this other guy that I was working with, like a computer animated MC at a comedy night. And it was hell. It was literally like my friend sat with like dots on his face to pick up the I can't remember what
like motion capture.
Yeah, like Gollum. But because this was like 8 years ago, it was really hard for the motion capture to actually pick up. So he'd be gurning as hard as he could in the corner, like under like baking hot lights, because you can't be in the dark a little bit because it doesn't pick you up. So there had to be like a big light on top of him, and then like hundreds of wires, and then I was bringing him water and he was spilling it everywhere. It was just like an absolute nightmare situation, and also just really scary. Like the crowd were just terrified of this, like it was like a cement man or something because I couldn't be bothered to like put a proper what do you call it, like a proper like filter on top. I could have made it into anything. It could have been like a pug or like a dinosaur, but I just went, I'm gonna keep it as this weird gray thing. They just really scared everyone. That's it. And we never used it again. It costs loads.
Have we just talked ourselves out of this idea then? Or is
no,
there...
I like the idea of a really disturbing and quite cement distressing quiz show host who is animated.
Yeah.
What do you think they've got? Put everybody off.
With Quizness and, you know, House of Games and stuff, there's an element of playfulness and comedy that's coming into Quiz.
Mm.
So maybe horror is the next sort of genre mashup that we should explore. So it's a quiz about horror, but it is actually horrifying.
Oh, that's
cool. I like that.
There used to be that. I used to watch these videos when I was younger. Do you remember what they were? You'd like, it was like a board game and then it was like a VHS.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, that's what, with the witch and stuff like that, where it should get like worse and worse.
Mm.
I was so scared of that. I was terrified. Is that like a quiz?
You're going back now from your computer animated MC. That was the precursor to it because it was on a video. And it was just like, pause here. Yeah. And then you had to all take a turn. Like, you did the wrong thing, you maggot. And then he'd shout at you. But there was only a certain number of things that could happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't spontaneous, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't happening live or anything. Like, I was still scared of it, no matter how many times we put it into the, you know, put it on the telly. But it's just terrifying.
I think quiz and fear should be more closely linked because a lot of contestants are already terrified on quiz shows. So just really up the ante, make them sleep in a haunted house the night before and have the questions come to them through, you know, they have to press record and it would on a blank tape and someone would be in the next room like whispering questions and they'd have to play them back really loud to hear.
This is a great idea.
There we go.
It's actually genuinely really good. We've got loads of ideas, guys.
Honestly, this should just be a pitch meeting.
And
we'll just keep churning them out, lads. If anybody wants to hire us as a creative team.
Now that Poppy knows what a quiz is, we've established what it is and she's brilliant at it, so this is great. Well, shall we further enhance Poppy's quiz knowledge by actually doing a quiz?
Let's do a quiz.
So this will be an actual quiz. This is not a game show. This is not a board game.
It's not a board game, no.
It's a proper quiz. So we're going to invite our producer, Amanda, onto the recording.
Her face will pop up like atmosphere. She's just going to yell at us for rolling a six. Hey!
Oh! Poppy, are you confident that you know what a quiz is now? I think
you know what a quiz is.
I know what it is there, yeah. I'm all sorted.
Because I'm going to present all of you with two questions each.
Yeah.
There can only be one theme. All the questions are based around poppies or derivatives of poppy or people called poppy or you get the idea, guys. You're intelligent people.
Okay. Love it.
Very good.
So who would like to go first?
Or should it be guests go first? Should we let Poppy go first?
I'll do it. Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Cool.
She is raring to go. Poppy, here's your first question.
Yeah.
It is multiple choice.
Sure.
So which colour poppy is a symbol of remembrance in the United Kingdom for animals that have served during wartime? Is it A, purple? Is it B, white? Or is it C, pink?
Ooh.
Shit. I thought I knew that then and I was like excited. Oh, it's going to be red for Remembrance Day. And now you've turned it on its head by having animals involved.
Yes.
What was the, was it white, purple, or what was the other one?
So the options are purple, white, or pink.
I seen someone with a white poppy. Could it be that? Purple. I'm going to go with purple.
You would be correct.
Yes.
Well done. I think that white poppy is to remember the conscious objective.
Yeah, conscientious. It's pacifist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
And pink is just for fun.
Well done, Poppy. So, Jenny, here is your question. A person who is conspicuously successful and whose success frequently attracts envious hostility is sometimes referred to as a what poppy?
It's a tall poppy.
It is a tall poppy, yes.
People want to cut them down.
That's correct, wow. Yes.
I've never heard that. That's amazing. Cool.
Are you tall, poppy?
Am I tall? I'm 5'5". Yeah, I'm tall for a Japanese woman, apparently.
Compared to me, you're a giant compared to me. So I'm only 5 foot.
Are you?
Well, 4'11", really, but I pretend to be 5 foot.
What size shoe are you, Lucy?
I'm a 3, love.
I'm 3.5. Do you want to have some big shoes? They'll flap around a little bit, but you can...
If you've got swollen feet, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, actually, I do often retain water in my feet, so that'll be marvellous. Yeah,
there you go. Good.
Or those little heel things, they're fine. Just one of those.
Yeah. Nice one. I'll send you some.
Thank you.
Send you some of the boots. Turned out well.
All right, well, Lucy, I'm going to give you a question then. So the Poppy Girls is a British pop band consisting of 5 school-age girls. The band was formed in 2013 and their debut single, The Call, No Need to Say Goodbye, reached 13 in the UK singles chart. What do the families of the girls all have in common? So why were they formed?
Well, I mean, it's all sounding a little bit dodge, isn't it?
It's all above board. It's all above board. 13 in the UK charts. 2013, not 1973.
No, I know. Mini Pops. Let's not.
Go there.
So lovely. So they're all. Well, I mean, so the obvious answer is going to be, it's Poppies. They're all heroin addicts.
Hey!
Oh, no, hang on. Is it that they're all military families and that's why they're called the Poppy Girls?
Absolutely spot on, yeah. So all from armed forces families, and they were formed to raise money for the Royal British Legion, which does sound a bit dodgy.
I was thinking that they were all just incredibly middle class, so that all the girls were called Poppy.
Yeah.
Poppy, got anything to add to that?
To that statement?
Yeah.
No, I'm very confused. And my mum's very confused as well. Or trying to be something she's not. I don't know what's going on there.
One all at this point. So here are your second questions. So again, Poppy, this is a multiple choice. So how many times has Van Gogh's Poppy Flowers been stolen from Cairo's Mohammed Mahmoud Khalil Museum? Is it A, once, is it B, twice, or is it C, 3 times?
Wow.
Hmm. What is it? It's painting's just been stolen.
Well,
is that the
same? Well, yeah, but from the same. But how many times has it been stolen from this particular museum in Cairo?
Hmm. I mean, if it's one, it's quite a dull question, isn't it?
Yeah, but then you're thinking, if it's more than one, they've really got to review those security arrangements. That's poor.
You know what? If anyone knows any poppies I could ring that have been to a better school than me in a better area.
Or in Cairo.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Any poppies in Cairo?
Get the yellow pages there. Let's have a look. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. One would be like, Amanda, why have you done this question? Mm. 2 would be like, oh, all right. 3 would be like, yeah, let's go with 3.
See, before I give the answer, I stand by my option of once because, you know, I do specify it's from this particular museum in Cairo. So it could have been a slightly dodgy question, yes. Couldn't it? Yes. That it's been stolen once from that particular venue, but other
Is
times.
Is that, Amanda? Is
no,
that...
it's if not.
If you tricked
it's
us.
Actually, it's not. It's, I was just justifying my option. But no, it's actually twice. It was stolen once in 1977. It was recovered 10 years later. And then it was stolen again in 2010. Still yet to be found, guys. I can imagine there's a pretty hefty reward out there.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm going to keep my eyes out.
Yeah, keep a lookout.
So, I'm going to check my nana's shed. She's got all sorts in there.
Keeps nipping over to Cairo and then coming back with a suitcase more full than it was when she left.
Put nothing past her.
Oh, God. That's mental, isn't it? I got too big for my boots there. I was like, 3.
No, I liked your reasoning. That's I mean, okay. If I was at work on the chase, I would go for the daftest answer, which was that the 3 was like the out there answer. Yeah,
exactly.
You did the right thing, I reckon.
Cheers. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
yeah, fair play. Jenny, your second question, and I'm really hoping that you get it right so I don't have to say it. Say the answer. So actress and model Poppy Delevingne has a phobia of buttons. What is that phobia called?
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, Poppy, why have you done this?
Well, yeah, even the puppies are letting me down. They're letting the side down.
I was going to say. Although I met a lady who has button phobia.
Really?
She was at my sister's baby shower, which, again, I never thought I would say that, seeing as I grew up as an only child, but there you go. I was like, what's a baby shower? She was there with her adult daughters, and they were saying that if she has buttons on her cuffs, they have to do them up for her.
Oh, what? Why is she?
And she doesn't like extraneous buttons, so that any decorative buttons in particular. Useful ones she can get to grips with because they're necessary. But yeah, she was terrified of them. She was not happy if anybody started fiddling with one of their buttons or ideas.
The act of like doing them up that freaks her out, or is it just the roundness of them?
I think it just got to the point where anything that was the shape of a button, like any kind of knobbly protuberance on a garment, was not for her.
You know, seeing as Poppy Delevingne is model, she asking all of the designers to not dress her.
You'd get hypnotherapy, right? You'd get that sorted out. That's going to impact your career. I can't remember what it's called, though.
So you're going to make me say it.
What I am going to make you say it. What's it begin with? Yeah, we'll try and work it out.
It begins with a K.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know why I'm pretending like... Oh, yeah. It's just on the tip of my tongue.
K-N, is it a silent K?
It's not a silent K, and no. I have spelt it phonetically, so I can actually...
Is it just button phobia?
And I listen to...
Button phobia.
Button phobia.
Go on, Amanda, put us out of our misery. What's it called?
It's compunophobia.
Compunophobia. Button fear.
I'm going to remember that.
Compunophobia.
No.
No, she needs to get herself a better phobia, as far as I'm concerned.
I think, well, I just had a little Google to see if she's all right now, and she does say that it was something that she had to get sorted out because it was impacting her ability to do her job. So.
I don't like a top button. I don't, you know. When
no.
That's probably where it's come from, isn't it? There's been something has happened with... You know, with choking like or being unable to open it, and especially school shirt, a new one, a stiff one.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm developing a phobia. We should move on.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. So yeah, we definitely need to move on.
Well, so Lucy, if you get this one right, then you've taken the game. Basically, it's
the winner of the Poppy Quiz.
Absolutely, it's yours for the taking.
Then I get to change my name. You have to surrender your name to me, Poppy. And I become...
That's all right. Yeah, I'll just be Hillstead. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds so straight. I love that.
It does. Doesn't it?
Yeah, you'd be. Some sort of rap artist / graffiti person.
Oh, that's a good
Hillstead
idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you see that spray painted anywhere, yeah, you can have it, Lucy.
Thanks.
There's a rapper Poppy called Porter. Redman or Redman.
Really?
Yeah. He's quite famous. Yeah. That's all I've got to say on that.
That's why you never started your rap career, because it was already taken.
Well, that and my acting career, because the other Amanda Redman beat me to that
course,
as well.
Yeah.
So I had to make do with this.
You could have done with winning this quiz and then you could just be Poppy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone changed their names. Yeah, it's fine. I've never actually found another Poppy Hillstead. I think I might be the only Poppy Hillstead in the world.
Oh, that's
I'm just putting
game.
It out there.
Okay, Lucy, are you ready for your final question?
Just call me Poppy, please. Thank you.
Okay, well,
patient of my victory.
So we all know that opium is a derivative of the poppy seed, and opium dens were prevalent in Victorian London. But which area in particular was the most notorious for having them? This particular area is featured in works by Conan Doyle, Dickens and Oscar Wilde. So whereabouts in London am I talking about?
Now, Jenny knows this, so she may be about to steal the name Poppy from me, because I do not know, but I'm very excited to find out. Now, or the poppies of Pimlico, it could be, couldn't it? Or the poppies of Vauxhall feels like, you know, I'm not taken opium in Vauxhall, but I'm sure I've had fun times. Or maybe it was near Covent Garden, because they'd go and get the poppies and then make opium out of the poppies. Or I am going to relinquish my right to the name Poppy. I don't know. Let's say Vauxhall.
So you're at Vauxhall. Jenny? Oh, Poppy, actually, do you want to have a crack at this?
Can you remind me exactly what the question was?
I will do that by reading the question again.
Thanks.
So we all know that opium is a derivative of the poppy seed. Sure. Opium dens were prevalent in Victoria, London. They featured in works by people of the time, including Conan Doyle, Dickens and Oscar Wilde. But whereabouts in London was notorious for having opium dens?
I feel like I'm going to offend loads of people.
Go for it.
By thinking, where's an opium den? What about, like, Whitechapel?
Ooh, yeah.
I got robbed there.
I was thinking.
Oh, did you?
I did.
For your opium.
Yeah.
They grabbed it and ran down to the local den. I don't think you're far off. I think it's that way.
Do you think Whitechapel, Bethnal Green kind of area?
I think it's like the Docklands. I want to say, because I feel like it's in lots of Victorian books, but Limehouse.
Oh yeah, that's
it's East End down the Docklands and all that, where there were Chinese laundries and all that sort of stuff was going on.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I have read all the Sherlock Holmes stories when I worked on QI.
Oh yeah.
To find out how many times Sherlock ejaculated.
Oh yes, he did
quite a lot.
That's right.
He was always ejaculating.
Good for
and
him.
At one point, someone ejaculated down to Dr. Watson from an upstairs window. But it wasn't Sherlock.
That wasn't him.
No.
Someone seagulled him. I can't believe it.
Is that what this is called?
Yeah. There's a term.
I was just in Kent over the last few days and I saw lots of seagulls. Doing that. Are they ejaculating?
Choosing on people.
Lots of that coming from the air, honestly.
What a horrible holiday.
It was grim.
Choosing on by God. A flock of seagulls.
Jenny, you are absolutely spot on. Yes, it's Limehouse, which sort of Chinatown of that time, wasn't it? And it was notorious.
Everything was coming in on the boats, wasn't it, from the docks.
Yeah. Well done, Poppy. There's Ryan.
Dan Leno and the Limehouse Golem. Golem is a book that I've read.
I can't believe you've nicked my name. What am I going to say? It's Hillstead.
I think it is the best sort of most down to earth snazziest of all the names. Yeah, I think. Brian Correa beckons.
Or you can call yourself Snazzy Hillstead.
Snazzy, yeah, I want that. Yeah, Snazzy Hillstead. Okay. Yes, please.
Well, there we go. Well, thank you for being a brilliant guest. And it's been such a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad we've educated you on the differences between quiz and other types of things.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been wonderful. I learned a lot.
Well, what a pleasure it was to talk to Poppy. And I feel we've learned and we've laughed.
We've done both of those things in large amounts. And that's basically what we do every time we spend time in one another's company, Lucy.
We do. I feel I've grown and improved as a person, thanks to you, Jen.
Oh,
should we leave that as a lovely, sincere goodbye? We could do that, couldn't we? Should we have a lovely, sincere ending to the show?
Yeah, for once.
Listeners, we love each other and we love you, and you're very precious to us. And we'll see you next time on
Fingers on buzzers. We love you guys.
We love you. Bye.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.